Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson about what to do if a mass shooting or mass casualty situation were to occur. Jeff, you know, it seems like every day or every other day, it seems like something on the news with either a mass shooting or some sort of mass casualty event, things like that. I know right now we got the Knoxville Nationals going on. We have a lot of major events through town, through Marion County throughout the year. I guess when it comes to those mass events, those big events and those situations, one, you know, how hard is it to kind of plan against situations like that where you might have a mass shooter or a casualty event? And two, how prepared is Marion County to face a challenge like that?
Well, you're absolutely right. We do have a lot of events here, and it has become all too commonplace. But it's really what our jobs are day in and day out, to be diligent. And the biggest challenge that I think most of the departments are facing now is just keeping up with the changes or the nuances in these crimes or these terrible events. There are a lot of similarities between them, but it seems like some of the bad people are just continuing to find little new ways to inflict harm, inflict damage, inflict pain and suffering. So trying to keep up with them, and you know, what it really boils down to is we're constantly just tweaking our existing plans to allow for those new things that have come to the table. But that's really what a day in the life of an emergency manager is really all about.
You know, recently the Knoxville Police Department got the approval by the City Council to be able to purchase new radios to kind of match the Marion County Sheriff's Department, something the Sheriff, Jason Sandholt, you know, did with the city to allow them to kind of save some money to purchase those radios. I guess when it comes to that aspect of it, how crucial is communication between departments with all the different police departments, all the different EMS, all that stuff? How crucial is that when it comes to these mass casualty situations or mass shooting situations to be able to get people where they need to be?
Absolutely imperative. Part of my routine is following up with the after-action reports whenever there's a major incident. And most of the time, you know, probably 90% of the time or better, one of the key contributors to either an incident going well or going bad is communications. So it's absolutely imperative. And, you know, the new technologies are great, but along with that comes another training regimen that we're, you know, being forced to deal with. With that new technology, there's new things that are available to us that haven't been in the past. So there's some challenges there too, but by and large, our responders are doing great with it. Seem to be up for the challenge, if you will, and willing to step up and do what it takes.
One thing that, you know, I was taught when I was in the military was, and I try and teach my kids this, which I think is weird to do, but situational awareness. Let them know where the exits are when they're at a movie theater, where to go. How important, one, is situational awareness in everyday life? And two, are there any tips that you might be able to give to some of these people that have never been in, ever thought of being in a situation like that, or what to do?
Probably the most single important thing that you can do when you're living your life, when you're out in public, is being aware of what's going on around you. Who's around you? Is anything look suspicious? Is there anything odd that just doesn't seem quite right? And picking up on those things, if they exist, sooner than later is huge. Anybody that's ever talked to me in public, my head is usually on a swivel. I do make eye contact when I'm speaking with somebody, but my head and my eyes are always moving, and I'm trying to stay abreast of what's going on around me.
You know, one thing I want to say is, you know, I really feel since I've moved to Iowa, I think Marion County does an amazing job at responding to the situations that occur, especially with, you talk about the Pella Walmart, things like that, different situations. I think Marion County does a fantastic job of that. And going with that, we kind of celebrate those first responders, and we're going to be doing that again here with the First Responders Night Out again. It's a chance to kind of pat those guys on the back, let them know, hey, they're appreciated. Take us through, you know, what it means to be able to have that event, and what can people expect if they come out to this one this year?
Well, this is the third year that we're going to be holding this event, and I'm even more excited this year than I was the last 2 years. Thanks to Kelly Kaiser and the Knoxville Hy-Vee for once again sponsoring this, and she's got some new things that she's added to it that, in my opinion, have raised the bar and are going to make this a first-class event. And you're absolutely right. Our responders do they take care of our citizens day in and day out, 24/7, 365. Just a side note, you know, the Knoxville Fire Department, and with the help of Bussey Fire Department, I think they had 7 patient contacts in the grandstands the other night. And if you weren't really in tune with scanner traffic and what was going on, they handled it very routinely. It didn't rise to the level of jumping off the page at you saying, hey, there's something going on. I mean, for them to treat that many people and do it so smoothly, you know, of course they had help in the grandstands with the sheriff's office, the sheriff's reserves, but just everybody working together to take care of our visitors, you know, speaks well and is really a testament to what they do day in and day out.
Yeah, just another day in the life of the Marion County first responders. I guess I'm going to throw you under the bus real quick with one last little question. Give me one word, if you had to, one word to describe how good of a job all the first responders do here in Marion County.
Spectacular.
Thanks to Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.